your martial arts movie podcast.
Ha-ha! I threw that shit before I walked in the room! Yeah!
Featuring drunken Thai boxer, Will.
Too bad you will die.
The also drunken wrestler, Mark.
I said I don't want trouble!
And drunken karate master, Zero.
You've lost your balls.
And now...
I know kung fu.
You know, baby.
Fists of Fail.
I'm glad we chose this movie. I'm glad we're talking about Petty Cab Driver today. Petty Cab Driver, if I can actually pronounce it. Because when I first saw the poster, I immediately dismissed it. Because it looks like a romantic comedy. Or it doesn't look like an action film, just basing it off the poster, right?
Off the poster, yeah. I've seen one of the posters is just... a picture of Sammo looking confused, and I think there's like a pedicab behind him.
Yeah. It's in red.
Lesser opacity. Yeah, yeah. I've seen that. I saw that poster too on the I think it's like the Warner Archive DVD.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw that, and I'm still kind of, I still have a bias towards specific movies, like all the My Lucky Star movies. Like that's basically just Sammo in there, and. It's not really an action movie, or none of them are really full-blown action movies, so I just kind of dismissed them right off the bat. And I thought this movie would kind of be like that too. It was it's gonna be about Sammo finding love, and maybe we'll have one fight scene. So most of that's true, but we actually have a lot of fighting in this movie, and quite a bit of action. So I'm glad that we actually gave it a chance. So yeah, Pedicab Driver. What'd you think, Zero?
Man, this movie was a roller coaster of emotions for me.
Okay.
One of the things we complain about with martial arts movies is sometimes the story is lacking, sometimes the characters are lacking, or the the connections to those characters. And man, when it gets to the around two-thirds ish. Part of the movie, somewhere in between there, where we start to get a little more heavy into the character stuff, where we're no longer having any more action. I was getting really sucked in because I was not expecting it too. I was getting really pleasantly surprised. And one thing I'll note is I don't want to go into spoilers, at least in this half, because all those revelations that happen towards the end of the movie. I was really shocked because I didn't read anything about it. Mm-hmm. When I went on IMDb, they blatantly say in the plot synopsis, one of the big spoilers of the movie. And I was like, oh man, that's such a big moment. Mm-hmm. I can't believe they did that. Because the whole time I was like, oh, everything's great. Everything's fun. Everything's hunky dory. And then bam, they hit you hard with the drama. Yeah. And oh god, I was feeling it in my chest. I was getting so emotional during all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we say two-thirds. I would say maybe actually all that stuff really happens in the center of the movie. It really does feel like the movie is divided into three acts and they're all clearly in their own act. You're talking about the center act, right? The middle act where it's
where everything starts to kind of go downhill. It's the setup for the final confrontation. That's where it just kind of goes things just go haywire.
Well, Zero, what's the story then?
So, Sammo Hung and his friends are pedicab drivers, as the title suggests. It is about Sammo Hung and then also what's his name? Max Mock?
Siu. Oh man, I wrote it down somewhere.
He has multiple names. Siu Chung Mock.
Siu Chung Mock.
He's also Max Mock, I think, credited in other places. Anyway,
really? Okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
We've seen him before in Once Upon a China.
Once Upon a Time in China. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's about Sweet Mock and then Sammo Hung. It's about their encounters with love while they're pedicab drivers.
Mm. Yes.
That's the simplest way to go about it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there's some villains that are involved in the story as well. And his little lackeys that are causing trouble. They only show up in the beginning and then at the end. And then towards the middle, it really is just I'd say, yeah, there's... there's drama in it. I'd say so, at points it feels a little melodramatic. In the well, center,
it gets extremely melodramatic. But yeah. Everything before that is just whimsical romantic mm-hmm. comedy. We even get montage sequences. It's stuff that, you know, you can kind of just roll your eyes at maybe or dismiss, right? I mean, me too. When you looked at the title, like, oh, we were almost kind of dismiss it. And as I was watching, I was like, oh, okay, I see where this is going. I was fully expecting this movie to end with a pedicab race. That's how no. like that's where my mind was going in how like maybe generic this was going to be, but right. It completely goes in a different direction.
They took your idea and flipped it on its head. Like, no, let's not have pedicab race one another. Let's have a pedicab being bombarded by a car crashing into it. Like rubbing up against him, we get some pretty good, you know, like stunt work coming from a pedicab, with Sammo at the wheel. There's some really good things to like talk about, you know, like outside of the fighting, right? We actually have some pretty good action, just like with the carch, the pedicab, like stunt work as well. Like, and again, I'm like not the biggest car slash like vehicle person, but like even I can tell like there's a lot of good. Stunt work that was involved in all these things, but yeah, like maybe I'm getting
You can see how they needed to cheat some of the things yep. with certain shots and certain angles, but it, you know, but it all works and it feels exciting, but it's also silly because Sammo Hung is somehow out riding a car in a pedicab with a, you know, a woman on his back, and then yep. they're riding along the side of this wall. It's
oh man, it's I love super that
cheesy, but it's kind of, but it's fun. It's mm-hmm. it's very silly, and you right, don't right. even you don't think too much of it, but you're enjoying the ride. Yeah, pun intended.
Well, that whole scene, yeah, like well with the wall that's like maybe up not barely, like just barely upright. It's like a stone wall that they're basically being pushed up against. I don't know. There's a lot of peril that's involved in all that, and I thought that was actually pretty impressive. You know that Sammo was actually at the wheel, doing all that stuff. So I don't know. That's just something I point out because obviously we'll be talking about a lot of the fighting when it comes to the action instead. So just a little shout out or a little call out before we talk about that. But I don't know, Zero. I thought the story was a little bit uneven. Or like not the story, but it's yes, there is one thing that happens in the movie that like kind of it surprises you, like you don't expect it. But then after that, or maybe not even after that, during that, I felt like the movie just becomes a different genre. It's like there's no action at all.
yeah. I mean, so when we get into the action, we're gonna have to spoil stuff because we need to get into certain specifics, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of like that actually, because I was getting so invested in the characters. Mm-hmm. I just kind of liked everyone. Like I love the women in this movie. They were written so well. Mm, and considering that Sammo Hung he's not really nice with women sometimes in his movie. Mm. So I was kind of surprised that yes, they kind of looked down upon this one character at a very, very tense moment. But then, you know, Sammo Hung's girlfriend, you know, stands up for her in like a really, really great way, the way she like kind of reprimands them for looking down on her. And I was just like, wow, like I was not expecting that at all. So like, I loved like that moment particularly.
Oh man, you know, you're mentioning all these things and there is that turn that happens, like another turn that happens in the last act. And when it happens, you're right. you do get a little bit of attachment to some of the characters. So when it happens, you're like, what? I think what I'm referring to.
Yeah,
it's like a big moment that happens to them. And you're like, what? I wasn't expecting that. Like this movie has some balls. But, you know, like it kind of takes the last 40 minutes that you spent getting to know these characters and just like kind of chucking out the window. Maybe not chucking out, but like, like in a brazen way, we know that like we set them up just to kind of knock them down.
yeah. I kind of felt that like So the world that they set up in this movie is so just mean-spirited, right? When we first open up and everybody's in that kind of dim sum house, that guy's like, oh, like, who wants some pork buns? And because they interrupted their discussion, like, they just beat him up.
Yeah, and I was like, I thought that was funny.
I don't know. Like, I was just thinking, like, wow, this is so nihilistic. Like, why would they set it up like that? And then everything that's going on with that pimp character, right? He's like, he's like killing people because the prostitutes want to leave him, right? Like, he's so determined to just keep everyone under his thumb, and if you serve no purpose to him, you're trash. He wants to kill you as well. So, like, there is just an unforgiving nature to everything that's going on in this world they created.
Yeah. John Shamm, his character who plays the villain, he's very hateable for obvious reasons.
Oh God, yeah. He's got the golden grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime he's on screen, like, I gotta hand it to him. Like, I hated him in, what, Yes, Madam. I hated him here, but in, like, that good way. Like, you wanted him to get his just desserts, and ultimately, I feel like he got it. You know, he got what he deserved in the end. Right. Yeah.
Well, they did definitely relish on his character throughout the film. They really want you to, like, hate him. Right. He's completely irredeemable. I mean, he's willing to sacrifice his father in the movie, you know, like that kind of like archetype that you have in these kind of movies. But yeah, he's not really in the movie all too much. I mean, it really, yes, of course, he's kind of in the backdrop in terms of like setting up the story. Like, yes, he is the main antagonist, if you will. But the real drama or the real conflict is between the characters. And we're saying all these things, but what we're really saying is like all those things are happening in the middle of the movie. You know, the first act is just like getting to know everybody. Second act is a very super melodramatic, and then the third act is just all out fighting. So it really does feel kind of segmented in that way. It's like, oh, it's a sandwich. I wouldn't say it's a shit sandwich, but the middle one kind of stands out, or it sticks out in my opinion. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I actually did enjoy this movie a lot. I was very entertained for the most part. This middle section kind of sucked me out a little bit just because I was like, wait, this is like a huge paradigm shift. Like, what happens to like the balls of walls fighting?
And yeah. Then, like, we kind of lost it. Right. I was going to say that, if you're going into this with the action mindset, you really do need to be aware that in the middle it gets very character driven, very dramatic. Yep. But see, for me, I didn't even notice that there was no action because I got so invested in the characters. Mm-hmm. And then that turn that happens, I was like, oh my God, like, what are they doing? Like, I'm so surprised that they're doing this that I just completely forgot that we're not fighting anymore.
Mm. There's a moment where one of the characters pretends, or he has to lie in order to get the girl, and I was like, I hate this whenever movie characters do this. It's like, oh, that's such a tired old trope. That was when, like, I was like rolling my eyes really hard, and I was like, man, this must have been really drawing in people in the 80s. Like, this came out in 89, right? But man, like, this feels like a very tired trope that I can't stand, like, to like in modern, you know, like with a more modern like mindset. But yeah, like, this is all in service of like just getting some resolution for these two particular characters. And we're talking about two characters that aren't Sammo and aren't whoever played his girlfriend. So it's like the center portion of the movie is barely features Sammo at all, and that's kind of like what's like, it kind of takes me out of it a little bit. I'm like, I thought this whole movie was going to be about Sammo, and the middle act just isn't. So, right. I don't know, but outside of that, like, I think the major complaint I have with the middle portion is that it happens immediately after the best action scene in the movie, right? Like, is, I don't know, like, okay, so it's not really a spoiler, but this guy is in the movie, Lao Gao Leong is in the film, and he fights Sammo in a pool hall, or not pool hall, like a
it's a gambling den.
Gambling den, yeah. And it's easily my favorite fight of the film. It's so well done.
Oh, yeah. After easily the best. Real, I mean, I don't think I've seen a Lau Kar Lung or Sammo Hung fight before.
Yeah, I made that note too. I think this is the only one I've ever seen.
And it, man, looks good. Yeah, it's really, really good. I think I saw people posting clips of it a lot, and I didn't realize, like, oh, this, it's from this movie. And I guess one of the negatives for me is I liked that character that Lau Kar Lung played. He was just, he was so noble and, like, such a good guy, but, you know, trying not to show he was weak because they technically busted up his gambling den. But then we never see him again. And I was like, oh, like, I kind of wish maybe he came back again somehow. But yeah, he's, oh God, that fight is just so good. We'll get into it, but it is definitely the best, the best.
Yeah, that's actually part of it. I don't, okay, I won't spoil anything because, like, there's actually something that he says in the movie that I was like, all right, they're setting it up. They don't, they don't go anywhere with it. And that's really, like, really upsetting.
Ooh, so one thing I was going to ask you about is, I have a feeling that my subtitles were not getting some of the nuance of things. Like,
okay,
they, like, sometimes I was just like, okay, I understand what they're talking about, but I feel like I'm missing maybe some culture stuff here and there.
Okay, sure. I watched it without subtitles. I understood the, like, vast majority of what was spoken, obviously, since I'm a Cantonese speaker. But I'm sure there are some things I'm missing too. But, like, in general, I did obviously understand the movie. But there are some things that, regardless of what, if you they captured the nuance or not, like the one I'm referring to, like they set something up. There's really no payoff for it. And I think that's a huge missed opportunity. Obviously, I think they just got, okay, maybe this is just me speculating, that they just got Lau Kar Lung just for this particular scene, and he wasn't expected to be in the rest of the movie at all. It's more like, you know, like a like showing respect to the guy. It's like, oh, like, you know, obviously we love the dude. We would love for him to be in the movie and be involved somehow, but he's not going to be a pivotal character at all. That's my guess. There's not, that's, there's actually not a lot of information on this movie in English, unfortunately. So, like, that's all I can guess, because I would have loved to see him more in the film. Like, especially after his fighting and the way that the movie draws out, and you kind of expected it to happen. But I guess we'll go into spoiler territory in order to talk about it.
So I guess in general, you know, we've kind of been praising this one moment. Like, what did you think about the action in general?
No, I liked a lot. I mean, there's quite a bit. Let's see, what else is there? I mean, there's an opening action scene. That's not really a fight scene in and of itself. Like, not too much.
It's more like a brawl. They're just kind of establishing that each of the four characters can, you know, they can hold their own, right?
Right.
Do get a cameo from Corey Yuen. I didn't realize that.
Corey Yuen,
I was like, oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. And then also, fucking, there's so many little cameos. Lam Ching Ying is in here. Yep. You know, so the main bad guy, the main, like, fighter bad guy is Billy Chow. Yep, from famous from Fist of
Fat Chung. Do you recognize Fat Chung now?
Yeah, Fat Chung, I recognize him. He's Catman, right?
He's Catman, yeah. He has a very notable face. Like, once you see him, like, you start getting very familiar with him, like, you'll notice him in a lot more other films.
He's in the film, too. Then we have, like, a short appearance from Dick Wei, who is not a bad guy for a
while. Yeah, I made that known, too.
I was like, Dick Wei's not a bad guy. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, I was like, well, I've never seen this before. He's always playing the bad guy, and he's barely in the film. He has
that little fight moment where he's trying to defend his
family,
you know, his prostitute wife.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's funny because it's Dick Wei, it's Billy Chow, it's Fat Chung, and then there's that one other guy.
Eddie Mayer. He was Eddie in Mayer? Yes, okay. Madam. Mm. Yes, Madam. In the Line of Duty 4, he was in that. Like, he fought Donnie in one particular scene. I'm trying to remember which one it was. I think he was, like, wearing a tank top? I don't know. The late Eddie Mayer, who passed away, unfortunately, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. He's that too.
It's that rogues gallery of the Hong Kong, like, movie bad guys, right? They're always bad guys, and it's just funny to see them all in the same room. They're all fighting, but they're beating up Dick Way, who I know is
always like, the bad guy.
Always the bad guy. So it's just like a weird little scene.
That's the funny thing about the dichotomy between Hong Kong stardom and here. Back in the 80s, people really didn't mind being typecasted at all. Like, I am known as the bad guy.
It meant work.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's it to them. It's just work. You know, like, people love me for this, but really, like, I'm getting paid for it. So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm good at. I'm like, oh, Dick Way's, like a good person in this movie. That's really strange. But I mean, he's barely in the movie. They could have really.
Yeah. He just has that one little moment.
Yeah. Actually, like in general, since you asked, the action I did like, there's they put in some comedy into the fighting, right? Because like it just kind of like sprinkled in every now and then.
Well, I mean, Sammo's character is kind of, you know, he's aloof, he's a little mm-hmm. buffoonish, he's more, you know, this is a romantic comedy in the beginning, so it still works. That he's kind of kooky while others are taking the fight seriously.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is, like, even towards the end, we have some comedy moments too. And, like, well, things are, like, really dire now. Not that they kind of stick out, because you're like, okay, well, things are serious. You kind of want it to be more of a serious tone. But they, I don't know, they sprinkle in some comedy, like, even, like, at the end of the film.
You're talking about the finger in the butt.
the oil check, yeah. yeah, like, even moments like that, I'm like, okay, like, it's still funny, for sure, but, you know, based off of everything that they're going through.
That did feel out of place when those last fights, you're supposed to take very, very seriously, because at that point, you're like, he's got to kill those guys, you know, we need justice, right?
Yeah. Now there's more moments like that too, but you'll hear more about that if you listen to our action segment, right, Zero?
Yes. Are we gonna get into it now?
I guess we'll go into it. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we go right into it, though?
No. We could speak about specifics now. So if you want to hear this stuff, follow us on Patreon.
Yes, and you'll hear our little personal ad plug. Break right here, our little plug here. Otherwise, you're just going to hear a prop cut, and then we'll go straight to the recommendation section. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We're at the point where we give our recommendations, but there's a whole wealth of audio you would be listening to here if you follow us on Patreon. There, you can listen to the entire episode, including an exclusive action breakdown of the fights in the movie. But you can still support us by liking us on all the things and watch this and other episodes on YouTube with visual cues to accompany our discussion. And now on to our final thoughts.
That's Pedicab Driver.
Yes, Pedicab Driver. Good film. I enjoyed it a lot. It's funny. I heard so many good things about Millionaire's Express, and I watched it. And I was like, it's good. And I was like, oh, I looked at Pedicab Driver. I'm like, oh, this poster looks like a crappy rom-com. I watched it. I'm like, oh, this is great. So it's like the inverse of last week.
This felt like a, like the story structure felt a little similar in that, maybe not story structure, but like this had a lot of story in the middle, similar to kind of how Millionaire's Express just had so much story before, the last 15 minutes again. That's where all the action happens. Thankfully, in this movie, they do sprinkle some action here and there in the beginning, and then a little bit before that middle section. And then, but the thing is, like I've been mentioning this whole time, like I like these characters. I like the trials that they have to go through. I wanted to root for them, and I was rooting for them. And I wanted stuff to be good for them. And it's just, it's so heartbreaking, everything that happens. We're out of spoilers now, so I won't mention anything.
Yeah. Oh, that's
right. I always say this, when you like the characters, the fights get even better. You know, for me personally, like, I was just rooting for Sammo the whole time. I was like, oh, I want justice. Kill these motherfuckers.
Yeah, that doesn't end up. I mean, that does happen, but like it's, I don't know. Yeah, like that, the middle portion is a different is a different beast. It's not really like very actiony, but it does set up the final fight. So yeah, like you're right. Like once you get there, you're like, okay, there's a reason for me to root for the character. I don't know. Like I think in general, even though I like the movie a lot, I will have a tiny nitpick that this middle section makes the movie feel a little bit uneven in terms of pacing. But like overall, that doesn't detract from the movie. I still think it's a high recommend. I really recommend the Lao Gao Leung fight. Like that's like a required watch at this point. I can't believe it's not like on people's higher list, because I like the fight so much. And the Billy Chow fight for sure. Like that, I think that's a reason to like stick through to the end. Even though things don't get as good as the Lao Gao Leung fight, the Billy Chow fight's pretty damn good too. Although the way it ends, bleh. I recommend the movie. Go watch the whole thing. Zero, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly. I love this watching it. Try to avoid spoilers, because I think all those things that happen are just, it's so surprising. I went in blind and I was just shocked at what they were willing to do to, you know, get my ups and downs and get me invested in these characters. But I liked it. Yeah, this is a high recommend. I haven't seen, you know, as many Sammo films as I would like, but yeah. I can easily say this is my favorite one right now.
Okay. Wow. That's very high praise.
Yeah, this is definitely my favorite one. And I think this might be my favorite both staff fight. I mentioned that earlier. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I can't even recall too many when I think about it. But yeah, maybe this is my favorite both staff fight.
Okay. All right. That's a high recommend. And it's the only time that Sammo's made a movie and he's not completely shitting on female characters. Not entirely. So.
Not entirely. I mean, he does, but he gets reprimanded for it. You know, the female, I mentioned many times during this, love the female characters in this movie. Like, the acting is really, really good too. So, yeah, just highly recommend all around.
All right. So, that's Pedicab Driver. Go watch it. What else is there?